This is a HeadGum Podcast. Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Beauty by Design. Beauty by Design offers complete skincare solutions curated by online estheticians. You can get a skin diagnosis and precision match products customized just for you right from the comfort of your own home. Beauty by Design offers on-demand licensed estheticians that provide expert advice by text anytime you want. You guys, it's actually kind of crazy. I did Beauty by Design, and all that you do is you go online, you make an account, and then next thing you know, you're texting with an esthetician in real life. Like, I sent her a picture of my face, and immediately in 5 minutes, she totally knew what products to send me and what was going on. I was telling her, I'm prone to some dryness, some redness, blah, 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 and she just saw it immediately. Like, I sent her the picture. She knew it was up. She knew what I needed. And then I got it in the mail. So she also, it's really cute. So they do that. And then they write you this thing called a skinscription. So they sent it to me.
I want that.
And in the skinscription, you can get it. In the skinscription were all the products that she thought that I could use, that I could either buy or didn't buy. And all the products were detailed with all the information that I needed to know about them. And the best part about Beauty by Design is that they use over 250 safe and natural active ingredients. So everything is really, good. And also their prices are also up to 30% less than other leading brands of natural and safe products. Isn't that amazing? So here's the dealio. For 20% off your first order, visit beautybydesign.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, and enter the promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N. This offer is only valid for first-time customers. So you guys, for 20% off your first order, visit beautybydesign.com/lovin and use the promo code lovin. Hello, lady lovers. Welcome to your hot new episode of Lady Lovin'. It is I, Greta Titelman, and I hope you are having a gorgeous day wherever you may be. I hope, or maybe night, I don't know when you're listening to this. Whatever it is, I hope it's fabulous. You guys know I am, as always, joined by the two best ladies I know, Jilly Hendricks and Lo Bosworth.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
You guys, I've been really in the mood to do a sports announcer type vibe with my voice recently.
Could you practice?
Today I have Jilly Hendricks and Lo Bosworth.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. So, and this is when we would run out on the field and, take our jerseys off. Or,
Yeah, and, give everyone high fives and
do something cool with our jerseys.
The crowd goes wild. Yeah, exactly. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Are we just YOLOing and free balling fucking boss ass ladies every day?
Yeah, yes.
I'm a bit tired.
Are you, Jilly?
I'm a bit tired. That's where I'm at.
So you don't have the YOLO spirit?
I have the...
Was that YOLO or J-Lo?
It was J-Lo. That was J-Lo YOLO. YOLO.
I
love
having
the J-Lo spirit.
I have the YOLT. YOLT is what I... You only live...
You only live twice?
No, you only live thoughtfully. You should live thoughtfully.
Is that a real thing?
No, I'm trying to think of some, a short acronym that I like.
Hashtag YOLT, y'all.
But it's, you only live thoughtfully. It's not you. It's you should live thoughtfully. Or maybe it is you only live thoughtfully.
Yeah, or maybe it's,
this is how you silence.
We'll work on it.
This is how you silence a room by coming up with.
No, we'll work on it.
With
we'll
replacements
it.
For YOLO.
You guys, today we have a very exciting guest on the show.
So excited!
So excited!
Someone that we didn't even ask him what his byline was, but I'm just gonna make it up.
We forgot.
I'm gonna give him one.
Give him
he
one.
He is. Potentially the number one male Lady Lovin' fan outside of my boy who comes to my shows, who went back to school in Michigan. But Niraj shouts. But he is the biggest Lady Lovin' fan. One, he's my biggest fan. Two, he works very hard. He has the best teeth in the game.
He's got a great smile.
In the game. Great attitude. Great outlook. We brought him on the show because he's going to give us some good insight because he gives me good insight every day. So, you guys, we have my boyfriend, Abe Schwartz, on the show.
Woo! Wow. That was really special.
And also,
clapping
one thing did
all
you
like over that? The USA.
I did. That was so nice, and I'm so honored to be here.
You really do have all-star teeth.
Thank you. Thank you. I work very hard on them. But I am the number one. I think me and that guy will duke it out, but I'm the number one Lady Lovin' fan. Male Lady Lovin' fan.
Abe, do you floss once or twice a day?
Maybe 2 to 3 times.
Whoa,
I'll brush
3 to 4 times.
Whoa.
Anytime I'm home and in the bathroom, I'm going to brush my teeth.
Committed. Dang. That is committed.
Yeah. It's
like going to the gym.
All right.
You got to work hard.
Well,
I don't go to the gym 4 times a day.
Well, if you did, you'd probably be fucking ripped.
True. I would.
I mean, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
No, but your teeth are like your thing. Everyone has their thing. Like, my skin is my thing.
What do they say? The teeth or the smile is like the window to the soul or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
I thought the eyes
thought
the are
eyes.
The window.
Yeah,
to
the, eyes.
Well, the teeth is something like that.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
I think your teeth just like generally indicate how you care for your body.
I think the teeth indicate how you're going to age.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
What if you
That's
have
encouraging.
Jacked up
because
teeth
and
you're like
if you
12.
Take care of your teeth that are very important to you. Teeth are very important to the human body. So if you take care of your teeth, that means that you're taking care of your body, which probably means that you're going to take care of your body for the rest of your life. So you're probably going to age better than people who don't
love
take
that
care
thought
of their
process,
teeth.
Jill. You know what? Love that thought
Yolt,
process.
Chili. Yolt.
Yolt. Yolt forever.
Okay, you guys, I really just thought that this would be a good episode to really just like jump into a lot of the quandaries our listeners have. Because before young Abriel and I started dating, he was at Fox out there in the field, you know? He
yes.
was on the apps, chasing tail.
So,
you know,
is this going to be
I
a
I feel like that didn't
man?
Sound so positive.
This is going to be an ask a man.
An ask a man.
Yes. Yes. Well, no, if this is very positive. I'm just saying, like,
I think it's fine for dudes to be chasing tail.
Yeah, and you always give, like, really sound advice, and you have really smart insights that you're very open to sharing.
Thank you. I try.
Fab. So, you guys, do you think that we should just jump right in? Was there anything, any life updates we're missing that we need to know? I mean, the three of us have been missing from the podcast over the past 2 episodes. Is anything...
As a fan, I've been missing the group kind of
the group dynamic.
The group dynamic. I've really been missing it. You know, I'm getting Lo and Jilly, Lo and Greta. But now I get all three and I'm here, so it's really the best
yeah,
day.
So
it's
cute.
A foursome.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't have a ton going on apart from the usual. Just work stuff, Labor Day holiday, and just, you know, moving all my shit back to New York.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're doing that all again.
All again.
All over.
2 cross-country moves in a year.
I know.
That's
I should have a moving sponsor, but I do not, alas.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be that would be a great sponsor for you because it's something that you actively use more than once a year.
Yeah, flat rate. Are you
more
listening?
Than anyone else? I'm super excited for this episode, though. Ask a Man has always been my favorite episodes, and we haven't done them in a while.
Same.
Okay, well, you guys, we have a man that we can most certainly ask.
Shall we get cool. to the first
Bring
question?
On.
Yes. All right.
Let's hear it, G.
This question is... comes to us all the way from Sydney, Australia.
Whoa, down under.
Are you going to read in an accent?
Yes, do it.
Yes.
No, they're going to think I'm being mean.
No.
Read it in your Australian accent.
You have an amazing Aussie accent. Do it, go.
Yeah. All right, it's not that good, but okay. Jenny has been dating a boyfriend for 7 years, since she was 16.
Yes.
And in that time, they have broken up and gotten back together 4 times. Each breakup plays out in a similar way. He breaks up with her because he has a breakdown that they have been together for too long, haven't been with anyone else, and therefore doesn't believe she is the woman he wants to marry. She is devastated. However, after about 2 weeks apart, he starts begging for her back. She ever so slightly resists until something dramatic happens in his life. She goes to comfort him, and they end up back together. For example, one time it was his grandmother's death, another time he was diagnosed with anxiety, and most recent time he developed a heart condition, which meant he has to undergo some serious medical procedures.
Oh, dang.
Jenny is a gorgeous girl. However, she is quiet, shy, and lacks self-confidence, so she is scared of being single. We truly believe that no matter how her boyfriend treats her, she is so desperately just wants to settle down, buy a house, and start a family that she will put up with his behavior. Full disclosure, we go out a lot as a group of girls. We have a majority of the girls in our friendship group are in a relationship, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Oh, this is the friends writing in?
Yes.
Oh.
Jenny cannot see beyond her 20s. She truly believes she should end up with this boy because he is her first love. And she thinks marriage is the end goal. How do you tell a friend that this is not the way she should be treated? How do you tell a friend that there is life beyond your 20s? How do we tell our friend to dump his ass?
You said they've been dating since 16?
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa.
Thoughts.
I read an interesting article this week about couples that get back together and break up and get back together, and it's scientifically proven that each time you get back together, the relationship is worse. Unless both people make like earth-shattering changes in their life and then end up like loving each other and getting married. That's mm-hmm. like the caveat, because I know that that has happened for a lot of people that I know.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, 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 yes.
But I think that the article that I read speaks more to the listener question, because
yes.
that's what it sounds like.
Yes.
And I just think that you are in a up and down cycle that you can't seem to quit. And it's not fair to constantly be treated by this man in this way. And she loves him. And so, of course, she's going to take him back. Like, but I don't know what has to happen within their relationship for her to like wake up and be like, oh, this is a cyclical thing. And unless I make a big change, this is not going to stop.
The problem is making changes like that is so uncomfortable when you're so used to being in that same sort of uncomfortableness. I think we talk about this a lot, but the comfort that comes with, you know, that feeling, and it's a lot to actually make that huge change and leave.
Yeah.
I think her friends need to just keep reminding her they're so young. And like, if that's the first person she's been with, there's a whole world out there. I've had friends who, you know, go through this, were a bit older, but the breakup, get back together, and they kind of, they have that mindset, you know, am I ever going to meet someone? Am I ever going to be in love? And as a friend, like the person who wrote this question, you just got to keep kind of positive thinking, reminding them of both the bad things they've been going through, breaking up, mistreated, things like that, and how there's so many people out there and they're so young. They have their whole lives in front of them.
But it is easy when you're in a good relationship to be that grass is always greener person and be like, oh, like you'll be okay. You'll meet somebody. Because having been single for a while now, I kind of want to murder those people when they say that to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm
but
like,
then,
yeah, and you can die.
Do you think about, but then don't you think about like, I mean, this girl, if she's like, oh, my friends are so annoying. But then she goes back to this relationship where she's unhappy and they're breaking up every whatever couple months and get back together fighting. And then it's never that good. And it's just the mistreatment. It's not that great.
No, it's not that great.
No.
I just mean it's hard to hear from people who are like happy in other relationships because you're just like, you know what? Like you're not in the position I'm in of like despair and discomfort. And so, yes, I appreciate your advice, but also kind of like you don't know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah. Wait, Abe.
You know what I mean?
I do. Abe, what would you speak on with like the guy saying a bunch of like running back to her like with like a bunch of seeming, well, there's serious things that he's running back to her with, but like as a man, what's up with that?
What do you mean? Just like, you know,
like how he's like, now my grandmother is sick, now I have anxiety, now I have a heart condition, like so many things, you know?
Well, I think that he's probably in a similar position where like he loves this girl and maybe his friends are all together and he, you know, he's looking to marriage and he thinks this girl is the one he's going to end up with. So he's using these kind of sad monumental events as kind of, you know, I don't want to, crutches might not be the right word, but as things to be like, oh, this is an excuse, you know, I want to go back and get back together with her. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's basically a catalyst for him. You know, something sad happens, which is terrible. And you go to the people that you trust and that you love and who have been there for you in the past. So he runs back to her. It's a very natural reaction to do that and to kind of, you're backed up against the wall, whether your grandmother's sick or you get diagnosed with something. So you're backed up against the wall and you go to this person that you've loved and you make these proclamations. I'm going to change. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that, because you need them. You're craving their attention and their love and their warmth. And so I think that's a very natural thing to do. I think it's just as you get older, I mean, they're both so young, you need to kind of mature and take a step back. And what am I doing? Is this, am I just doing this out of necessity, or is this a person that I really want to be there for when I'm in these bad situations?
Right.
Yeah. It kind of seems like he's young, he's wanting to sow his oats, and then shit keeps hitting the fan for him in his personal life, and he needs that security and comfort of this woman who he already knows.
I don't think that's very unfair.
That's what it feels like or sounds like to me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is the question, like, how do we get her to
Well, the question was for the friends.
I think that, I think you as friends need to, like, talk to her and just be like, look, we think you can do, like, way better than this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, like, you have the conversation once, and then if she decides to stay with them, you kind of have to, like, deal with it.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do. Like, you can, like, give your friends a lot of advice and, like, help steer them in the right direction, but at the end of the day, like, I don't know. You can only do so much.
People have to come to the conclusion on their own. You can help guide them, and you can suggest podcasts to listen to and people to talk to, but they have to really, it's got to be their own decision, obviously. So, yeah, I would just say talk to her. And then you've done it. You've said something once, and then you just kind of have to decide if you still want to hang out with her, if it's too much.
Yeah. All right. Shall I move on? Next question.
Okay.
Subject line to this is, what the cuss?
What the cuss?
What the cuss?
All right. I've been talking to this guy for about a month and a half now, and things have been kind of weird. He said he's into me, and I can tell he's really shy and doesn't make moves to, like, flirt with me. I'm the opposite, and I'm trying to not be too intense with initiating things. We hang out all the time. I guess I'm trying to ask, how do I get the ball rolling with things with someone who is not experienced or good at flirting back? I tend to rush things, and I don't want to mess this up. I also have asked him straight up if he wanted to just be friends and keep it at that, but he said he had feeling towards me. So I just feel like I'm in the gray area. Also, a month and a half is not that long, I realize, so I'm trying not to overthink too much. I need others' perspectives on how to not be too intense towards someone who is reserved for the most part. Thank you. Oh, she said, thanks, love, bugs. Okay.
She said how old she was?
And then she apologized if it's all over the place. To all the women writing us in, you don't need to apologize. Women are always like, sorry if this is all... Don't apologize. We get what you're trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, this guy told you that he likes you. What's the problem?
It does suck that he's, like, not initiating and that, like, he isn't trying to, like, kiss her or be flirty or anything. Like, that sucks.
Well, doesn't it sound like it's more the texting and the communication he's not flirting back? Like, when they're together, it sounds like... They hang out all the time, so it's good, right?
Yeah, but, like, isn't that also kind of confusing if you tell someone you have feelings for them and you've been hanging out for a month and a half and, like, there isn't anything flirty or physical coming from it?
I mean, is this person just, like, so cripplingly, like, self-conscious or nervous?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
It might just, like, take him. Some people are just kind of less, you know, comfortable than others in doing that. He might just not be ready to be, you know, flirty and touchy-feely with her or whatever when they're together. But if they like hanging out and she said something and he's responded in the affirmative, I mean, they should probably just keep with it. And as he gets more and more comfortable, a lot of times, then he'll open up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Abe, do you know a lot of guys that are shy in this way?
Yeah, I mean, I know guys who I know guys who are all different, like the way that they approach, whether it's texting or flirting or, you know, hooking up with a girl. And after a month or 2 months or 3 months, everybody's different. That's the thing. Every guy is different. Some guys are really good at texting and some guys are not. I think that girls are the same way. Some are really confident in the way they communicate. Mm-hmm. Some are a little bit more bashful. So every guy is really different. And I know kind of the whole spectrum. But I would say is, like, as guys get more and more comfortable, I mean, he's probably, you know, going into this, be like, yeah, you know, I like this girl. We've been hooking up for, you know, a month and a half. I see her a lot. And as he gets more and more comfortable, maybe if they keep having, you know, not serious talks, but talking about how they like each other, it's nice to talk to someone and be like, I like you, and receive that back. You know, if they keep telling that to each other, he'll kind of loosen up and it'll kind of... It can only improve if they actually like each other.
You don't think that this is a sign that maybe he has commitment issues or he's not ready?
at a month and a half, I don't think it's too early to, I think, to judge about commitment issues or things like that. Because like I said, every guy's kind of different and he might just be, maybe he did have a bad relationship and he's just kind of playing it safe. I mean, at like 6 months in, if it was this, maybe that's a different conversation.
Right.
But at a month and a half, 2 months, it's like, it's still new. It's
fun. That's like 6 weeks of knowing somebody. Yeah. Like you've probably only been like on 4 or 5 dates. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like you've hung out like a nominal amount of times. And yeah, I mean, I think it's hard for me to answer this question really, not thoughtfully, but I am really outspoken and I am not shy around people, especially people that I like. And so I just, it's difficult for me to kind of understand the nuance of this. Well, and to me, I want to tell this person, just continue to build this person up.
Yeah.
Continue to communicate that you like him and you want to spend time with him and like make a move. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I think you should make a move. Jilly?
Agree. Make the move. I mean, if you got, it's better to know than not know, you know?
Right.
Well, it sounds like she's made all the moves and they're just kind of figuring each other out. It's just kind of keep making the moves, you know, stay in it, keep doing what you're doing. If you keep showing him that, you know, that love, I'm sure he'll kind of get there.
Yeah, I think it's also, sorry, Jilly, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and if he doesn't, at least you tried. Because I think the worst part sometimes is you're like, to go back and be like, I should have said this, or I should have like, maybe pushed more. I should have done, you know, it's better to actually do the things than to like, you know, have regret that you didn't try.
Yeah. I also think that gender norms kind of come into play here about like what you think should be happening. And the reality is that everybody is their own unique person. And if you like this person and they like you, it's going to happen in the way that it's supposed to happen for you guys. And you have to just forget about, you know, what the guy is traditionally supposed to do.
Yeah.
Agree.
All right. You guys ready for another one?
Yeah,
I feel like we're just ripping through these questions.
Can we have like a juicy one?
Yeah, you guys, I'm reading through so many of these right now, and it is like, I think it's a breakup season.
Really? It is breakup season. It's the end of summer.
I know. Isn't that
what, summer flings are just going down the toilet.
The fall is, what's that called again?
I thought.
Oh, cuffing season.
Cuffing season.
Fall, so yeah.
Cuffing season is the winter.
So that's coming. So people have to break
but
up now.
I thought we're going into cuffing season. Cuffing is coming, guys.
I thought that people broke up before summer so they could like have a hot summer flings. And then you like couple up in fall and winter because it's cold.
But see, now the summer flings are dying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what a lot of these questions are? We're getting a lot of, like, post-grad, newly single, leaving college questions. And, like, the anxiety of, like, entering into the work world, entering into this whole new world, and, like, being a single person and like how to approach that, you know?
Well, that's just, again, that's the time of year. Everyone graduated in April, May, June, and they're college boyfriends or girlfriends, they wrote it out in the summer and now they're working and they're breaking up or they're trying to stay together and it's tis the season.
Did you have a girlfriend when you graduated from college?
I did.
And
we stayed together as I moved out west and we were long distance and it was miserable.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Are you a relationship person, Abe?
I guess some of my friends might say I am, but I've only had a couple like serious things that I would call real relationships. You know, I've had flings that will go, you know, 3, 4, 5 months. And that's a thing. It's a relationship, but it's not like
It's a
casual relationship where you're seeing someone and you're like kind of, you're not, you know, hooking up with other people all the time, but it's not necessarily a defined like boyfriend, girlfriend, really falling for each other type of thing.
Yeah.
Those are things and they're not just, I would say they're more than flings. So I've had,
for sure,
a lot of those.
I've never been able to have like a 5 month fling and have it like not be my boyfriend.
Oh God, I do that all the time.
I can't even so like go on a second date unless I'm like, could we potentially get married? Like, I literally am like, I don't even, if I like, yeah, it's very serious right away.
I go out with a lot of guys and I have high hopes in the beginning. And then I think we both realize like, oh, we're not a match, but let's just keep doing this for a little while.
You do have a lot of
that. Realize
that's,
that.
That's the pattern that I tend to fall into.
What were you like on dating apps, Abe? Also, what do you think? Wait, let's like maybe get some like dating app advice.
Yeah.
People love that shit.
Also, because
Jillian Lowe are also dating, you know?
Listen, like, I'm going to be back in New York in a couple days. I've really put dating on hold all summer long, and it's about to be cuffing season, so I'm back on
the
apps.
Get in there.
So Lo needs
I'm ready
some advice.
To, like, dive in.
Aber.
So let's see. I was on a couple dating apps, not for very long. I'll start from the beginning. Like, what I really use dating apps for was when you get out of a relationship, whether it's 4 or 5 months and it's a fling, or it's a serious 1 to 2 years, a dating app is a great way to kind of help your ego and get your mojo back. Because whether or not you're even going out with people, you're getting the satisfaction of, oh, this person's interested in me. This person thinks I'm cute. They want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. So your mojo kind of feels better. So your mental state kind of starts to get back to a good place where you're ready to get out there. So that's kind of the first thing. If you're going through a breakup, if you just get on Tinder or Bumble or anything, it's a good way to kind of get that mojo going again. So that's the first thing. And then being on the apps, I mean, I was always, when I used them, I went on maybe like 10 to 12 dating app dates, maybe a couple more. But like for the most part, it's basically just, you know, a little bit of flirting, be direct. When you're playing games and you're like talking in these like dating app text kind of chats, mm-hmm. it's so frustrating. And you never know if it's going to go anywhere. I mean, I always used to like flirt and be playful, but then it's like, hey, like, let's get a drink. Like, what's your number? Let's get out of this app. It's like clunky or whatever. That's a good way to kind of, you know, immediately test the water, see what the vibe is. And if they respond in the positive, go get a drink. It's like, don't kind of pussyfoot around it. People still say that?
Pussyfoot?
Yeah. I am familiar with that term.
Like, Abe, when you were on these dating apps, like, how long before you asked a girl out? Did you, like, talk to them for a few days? Or what was the sort of texting process?
Say,
because a lot of...
I would say it depends.
It depends? Okay. Because, like, a lot of people write in and a lot of stuff that I've heard is that, you know, obviously guys will just, like, talk to you, but it never really goes anywhere. Did you have a lot of conversations like that? Or were you pretty direct about if you matched with someone, had a conversation with them, it was someone you were asking out?
I mean, I would say it wasn't every girl that I matched with and started texting with or talking with in the app that I went out with. But I didn't like to just have, like, a new buddy to either text with within Tinder or Bumble or just on, like, your regular text message. And you text for days and weeks and never go out. I was always either pretty direct after a few days or even a few hours. If you have a good vibe and a kind of good back and forth, be direct. And also, if a girl was direct with me and was like, hey, like, this is fun. Like, we should go get a drink. Like, it was never off-putting to me, and I was always like, yeah, that would be great. Like, I don't think there are, like you were saying, gender norms or whatever. People should feel comfortable, boys, girls, whoever, like, you know, ask the other person out if you're interested. Be direct about it. There's no reason to wait. If you're having a good vibe, talking and texting or whatever, you might as well just ask. There's nothing to lose.
I mean, all that you have to do is just, like, delete the conversation if it doesn't go your way. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah. You may never actually see that person again.
True.
You probably
will. Really, the stakes are so low. What's kind of good about these dating apps, there's so many people and you can match with a bunch of people. The stakes are so low, though. You can just be like, if you ask somebody out and they say no or they don't want to, just kind of, like you said, delete it. Because there's other people and you're never going to see them again. If you, you know, if you meet someone at a party and you have a good time and you ask them out and it's like, then it goes bad. They're kind of friends, you might run into them. That's a bit more awkward. But these dating apps, the stakes are low. You can take a couple chances. Take some swings.
You know what's weird for me on the dating apps? Mm. Is, like, a lot of dudes won't even say anything to me except, like, so, like, when do you want to go out? I really think that we should meet. And they won't say, like,
we don't have any
conversations. And they just immediately go to that. And I'm like, bro.
You got to have a little banter back and forth.
I don't even respond to those people. Even if, like, that dude is cute or whatever, I'm like, I can't.
No.
I'm not going to agree to just go out with you based on, like, we both clicked yes. And I know that a lot of guys are eager to, like, get out of the apps and go out with girls. But I'm like, this is too soon. This is too soon, bro. Like,
yeah,
slow down.
Sometimes it is too crazy.
Sometimes I've done that and then I don't get a response back because I think it's too soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of aggressive to be like, so we should, like, definitely meet up as the first thing that you say to somebody.
No, not the first thing. I've been like, hey, how are you? And then I'm like, want to grab a drink? After they say good.
Good for you, Joe.
Good for you. I think I like a little banter just to get a little bit of flavor.
I don't know
I feel more comfortable.
Yeah. I don't know how to I don't have time. I would rather watch, like, an episode of The Kardashians than, like, talk to some guy that I don't know on a dating app.
I was a menace on a dating apps.
A menace?
Like, you were. Yeah, I remember.
I just treated it like a video game.
You would send photos.
I did not take it seriously. What, send photos all the time?
You would send photos, like, back and forth with dudes.
Oh, yeah. I was in, major image exchanges with people.
I was like, one time you were like, look at this skateboarder from, like, Venice that are from Long Beach that I'm talking to. I was like, what is going on?
That guy ended up being a dick.
I know.
I heard the story of this guy.
Yeah, that guy was like, he, like, wanted to meet up.
I remember
And then he was like, so are you going to come out? Like, I was out in LA. I wasn't even living here. I didn't have a car. And he was living in Long Beach. He was like, so are you going to come out here? And I'm like, no. Like, and then he was like, well, you can Uber here. And I was like, what? I was like, you need to like get my ass. You need to pick my ass up. Like, what? You think yeah, I'm going like, to think I'm going to pay for myself to go and like enter your fucking skate rat household and like get poorly fingered by you on dirty bed sheets? Like,
that's my girl.
You know, I mean, you know what's a big red flag to me? Men with maroon colored bed sheets, brown, like chocolate brown dark colored bed sheets
should be left in your college dorm room.
No, we can't. We can't even allow them in a college dorm room.
I know, but I mean, like, if you're an 18-year-old boy, imagine you and you're with your mom. You're like, okay, I'll get dark colors, you know, like, whatever. I imagine
when I'm a mother, I'm being like, no, honey.
Okay,
it's
but let
white
me say,
or light gray or light blue.
Okay, I got broccoli. It. But let me say, it's just if you're in college and you see a guy with dark sheets, whatever. If you're an adult and there's a guy with dark sheets, no, thank you. How do you guys feel about dark gray sheets?
Bad.
I dated a guy last year that had dark gray sheets.
How often did he clean
them? Was it like a heather gray or was it like a slate?
I mean, he had a very nice apartment and he just liked dark gray sheets.
I mean, slate, I guess someone's like, look at my graphite sheets.
They were slate.
I guess you can tell when you're in someone's bedroom if they have like a dirty bed or a clean bed.
They have like jism all over the place.
But yeah, maroon is always a no.
Skate boy probably had a sick bedroom. Gross.
Yeah, I just like my exchanges on the internet were never, I never ever met a single person that I would have realistically dated.
My ex-boyfriend I met on the internet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Lo's great at the internet.
Yeah, you're really good.
Yeah, I feel like you kill it on the apps.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, are you ready for
another? I just kill it at dates.
I bet you're a great date.
Yeah.
Before we go to our next question, why don't we take a little commercial break?
Okay.
We're back.
Oh my God, that was so cute.
I loved it. You guys, reading the ads like it's our job, because it is.
For sure.
I loved it.
I'm happy that you loved it. All right, Abe, are you ready for this next question? This question's fucked up.
I'm ready.
This question's for Abe, too.
Yeah. Okay. I was recently faced with an issue that my friend had to deal with, but that I never thought would happen to me. Stealthing. You guys ever heard of this?
A what?
Oh.
It's called stealthing.
Stealth or stealth?
Stealthing.
Like ghosting? We'll keep going.
E-A-L-T-H-I-N-G.
A.K.A. when a guy and a girl are having protected sex and unbeknownst to the girl, the guy takes the condom off. The guy went and got tested the next day at my behest. Wow, girl, you are good with words. And I thought everything was fine. But after giving it a lot of thought, I realized that no part of this was okay. I feel violated, disrespected, and unable to trust this dude. After my ex cheated on me 2 years ago, I was worried I developed trust issues. Now this, I don't mean to sound like a martyr, but this seems to be just another issue that women have to worry about these days. I am done with this guy, by the way. I just don't know how to let him down nicely while at the same time taking a stand against this. All this is to ask, how would you handle this situation?
Don't let him down
on
nicely.
Three.
Do not let him down. You don't have to let this guy down nicely. You can just say that was really fucked up. And I don't want to date someone that would do something like this. That's what
on
I
three.
Would say.
1, 2, 3. Dumb his ass.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
But you were violated.
Yes.
Yeah,
that is
not cool.
Fucked up.
She doesn't need to. Sorry, Abe, go.
No, I was going to say, I mean, I've heard of guys, and I think myself, it's like you're having sex with a girl and a condom's on. And if there's a mutual decision and like, or if it breaks and like it comes off and everyone's okay with proceeding without a condom, that's one thing and that's totally fine. But for a guy to just stealthily remove a condom and then continue having a sex with a girl who thinks he's wearing a condom, that is very fucked up.
Very fucked up.
Like, I want to call the police.
Yeah, it's it's not cool. And she should not, she should like, you know, send him a pretty, you know, mean-spirited or mean-worded text and tell him what's up, because he needs to learn that just like that shit can't fly.
Well, she says in the message, I want to let him down nicely. You do not need to let him down nicely.
No, like, not at all.
No. You were
my
violated.
Blood is boiling.
No, that's honestly,
I am a
what he did
hot
is,
cauldron of fire.
It's what like he a, did is disgusting. It's wrong. It's disgusting.
It's taking advantage.
It's taking tremendous advantage. And that guy's a piece of shit.
She agreed to sex with a condom. She did not agree to sex without a condom. Like, it's non-consensual.
Period.
In my mind. It's
it
really
is non-consensual. Yeah.
Imagine if she had contracted an STD from him that he just, like, knew about or didn't know about. Like, what if she got herpes from this
or
dude?
Or got pregnant, like, with pre-cum or whatever, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's
this
not
is
cool.
Wrong.
No, that's bad.
We're
you don't
heated.
Need to let this guy down.
All you have to do, girl, is just send him a text with a link to this episode with this timestamp on it, and he'll know what's
seriously,
up.
Seriously, and if he's listening, honestly, fuck you.
You should also tell
you're a piece
but also,
of shit.
I do think if you're comfortable, you should say something to him and say, hey, that's not cool. That wasn't consensual. That's not. You know, move like you should know moving forward with other women that you can't do stuff like that. Like she should say something like that. 100%.
Totally. Yeah. Yep. I mean, look, like I'm sure there's a part of her, like most people that are victims of harassment, that's probably like very confused. And she's like, did I
totally
did he think that I wanted this? Did he think that like I, that because I consented to sex, is this also my fault? No. You consented, like Lo said, to protected sex, and what he did is completely wrong. Completely.
I didn't know that this was a thing.
It is.
I didn't know it was,
didn't
a,
know
thing
it was
either.
A thing either.
Stealthy.
I've heard about it.
I mean, I've heard of dudes like taking the condom off, but I didn't know it had become like such a thing that it had like a name culturally, you know?
Are, like, boys proud of this? Like, haha, I stealthed her, bro.
I hope
not. No one that I'm friends with has ever told me a story like this or even used that term. Like I said, I've heard of stories where a guy's like, yeah, we started with a condom and then a condom came off.
We took it off.
And we kept going. And that's great because everybody knew what was up.
Right. You're like, okay, yeah, let's both decide. Like, let's not do that. You know, like,
yeah.
If it's a mutual decision, that's quite different.
Exactly.
Yeah, mutual decision. Cool. Do you, girl?
Fucked up.
This is, I'm mad.
I'm sorry, girl. I'm
yes,
really,
I'm
really
sorry.
Sorry.
Fuck that guy.
Abe says fuck that guy. So we all say fuck that guy. All right. You guys ready for this next one? Abe, I think you might be able to help this lady lover.
Can't wait.
All right. Our lady lover has been seeing a finance bro.
Ooh, finance bro.
For
bros.
About 4 months. He just moved to the city. He started a big time job. And he started this job around the same time that they started dating. He works 14 to 16 hour days. He always works on the weekends. He has very limited time. Despite that, he still puts in a huge effort to talk to her and see her when he isn't in the office. They get to see each other 1 to 2 times a week, mostly at night because, you know, when he gets out of work. She really is starting to catch feelings, but now she's afraid that he will always be unable to ever really give her what she needs slash wants because of his work schedule. She's very independent and actually love a guy who has drive and puts career first, but I have never seen it this extreme. He says he wants to spend more time with me, but it's just not possible given that he lives in the office. Will it ever be able to work, being that he literally works 24/7? Is he actually unable or will be unable to give me what I want slash need? I've been just riding the wave of seeing where things goes, but I'm really starting to like this guy, so I feel like I need to figure this out before I get hurt down the line. Is it really worth the date someone that has no time? We are both 26.
All right, so I've had a couple friends who have gone through this. They're working at an investment bank or a hedge fund or whatever, and they're working these crazy 14 to 16 hour days. Yes, it's terrible. But she needs to understand that it should get better. And if he's putting in the time now and trying to see her and like can talk to her and committing to hanging out with her, I think that's a great sign. A lot of guys who work hours like that would just be like, sorry, babe, like I'm too tired. I'm just going to go home, or just kind of, or want to see their own friends. But if he's actually like trying and making an effort, I think that's a great sign. I mean, they should have a conversation and they should both want, I mean, he should know in his career that he's not going to want to do that until he's, you know, 30 or for the next 5 years. So I think there needs to be an understanding that we want to get to either the next level in your career or parlay this job into another job where it's not crazy hours. So I think that if he is putting in the effort and tries to see her and she's okay with it at this current juncture, then they should keep going. If they have a good time and they're both catching feelings, then that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this guy actually likes this girl.
Yeah, so do
yeah,
I.
Because me too, these people definitely. That work these kinds of jobs, like on the one or two nights off a week where he can actually socialize, he's spending that time with you. That is pretty significant based on personal experience and the experience of a lot of women that I know.
Also, after a long day of work, if she's seeing him on like a Wednesday night after he's been working for 15 hours and they grab like a late bite or they just like, you know, watch a movie or something, that's great. Like a lot of guys would just go home and pass out and be miserable and not mm-hmm. be down to like hang out with a new person. It's not even like a 5-year relationship. It's a new person.
Totally.
They're getting to know each other, probably having wonderful new sex with each other.
Yeah. Wonderful new sex.
Wonderful new sex.
I agree. I mean,
isn't that fun?
I've been in situations with someone like this, with two different people like this, having, you know, one in finance, one not, and they didn't have the time and they didn't put in the effort. So it's amazing that this guy is, and I think you should take that for what it's worth.
Yeah,
I think so too. I think to Abe's point, have a conversation and just see where it goes from there. And you don't have to have a conversation that's like, I think we should be in a relationship, or I only want to date you if we're in a relationship. You guys are like still kind of like early dating, but like you're catching feelings and it's time to acknowledge it and just kind of see where he's at. I don't think that there's a problem with that, right? And if somebody gets scared off by that, then like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of these crazy jobs, which end up being very high paying and a lot of rewards. But those first couple of years, the hours are miserable. And he knew it going into it. And he's probably told her that. And if there's a complete understanding on both sides, I think they should power through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Agree.
Too.
All right, you guys, I've just been binging all of these emails really quickly. And I think that I'm just going to move on to some general advice.
Okay.
Great.
How would you feel about that?
Feel real Let's good it. About
Great.
It.
Okay. I have like 3 points to ask, and then I think we can be, you know, then I think that's it. Like, I think that'll be it.
Okay.
Great.
All right. We have been getting a lot of questions about age differences in dating, but, you know, age gaps.
Mm-hmm.
We had a listener write us in that she has been dating someone. She is 28. She has been dating someone, found out the guy she's dating is 40.
Okay.
You know, things like that. What do you guys... You know, how do you guys feel about dating older people? Like, why do you feel about age gaps? What do you think? What do you guys think? Just what do you think?
I guess I've dated lots of guys that are like 8 or 9 years older than me, or like close to 10 years older than me. And it's never really been an issue. But I think where it can get to be an issue is when you're like 50 and your boo is 70 and your lifestyles are just so different, or like there's just huge changes going on. But I think, you know, that's something that you have to make the decision about young. And I think a lot of people tend to make the wrong decision. They're like, oh, I'm going to love this person. It's going to be great. And then I think it can end up not being that way. But I don't know. I don't have any personal experience with being 50 and dating a 70-year-old.
Well, so 20 years is a big gap.
20 years is a big gap.
12.
Sure.
She's saying 12, right? She's 28. He's 40.
12.
Yeah, I don't think that 12 years is a big deal. I think that what starts to become a bigger deal when you get into like 15, 20.
Well, she's saying that the age thing is already bugging her out.
What about it?
Why?
She's just, so... Okay, so I love, I'm like, we're going to talk generally, and now I'm just going very specific. Okay. All right. She got a great, she, so whatever. She met this guy. Long story short, they had a great connection, blah, blah, blah. They went on a date. She discovered he is 40, making it a 12-year age difference. I've never really dated an older guy, let alone this order, this much older. We have continued hanging out a good amount. I have been out of town a lot the past 3 weeks, in town this summer, blah, blah, blah. We've hung out 6 times, even celebrated his birthday together. I feel so great when I'm with him and we have a good time, but something feels off, and I think it's the age. I have a really hard time opening up to guys to begin with, and I think the age thing is really keeping me from anything. If the age thing is bugging me out already, should I stop seeing him, even though we have a really great time? Or should I risk it and ask him what he wants from this? We haven't talked at all about where this is headed. If I should risk it and ask what the deal is, how should I do it? He's pretty shy when talking about relationships, and I don't think he'll bring it up, and I've never been the person to do it, especially in a situation like this.
I have a couple thoughts on this.
They have amazing sex, she says.
That's great. Cool. Good for her.
Good for them.
I think she should definitely be upfront and talk to him. I mean, he's 40 years old, so he's been kind of around. I'm sure he's dated. And she should be honest with him because he's at the point where he should be able to have those conversations. And if he's not, that's a real red flag. I think she should definitely – she didn't mention any divorce or kids. I mean, I think she should know about that, obviously, at this point. Because that's a guy that age, that could be an issue. And that's just something to know up front.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I guess my thought going – like the whole thing about the age difference, 12 years – that's a good amount of time, but I think from 28 to 40, that's all right because you're both kind of at – she's at the place where she's been an adult. If you're 20 and a guy's 32, you're completely different parts of your life. You know, you're either in college or just getting out of college, and he's probably pretty established, or the reverse with a man and a woman. So I think that from 28 to 40, you know, she's – you know, been in the workplace, been dating probably, and he's just been doing that a little bit longer so they can both be mature adults about it. So I think that's the most important thing to consider at that point. It's like, what point in your life are you? And are you both in a similar point? He's just, you know, a little bit older, and are you being open about what you want from this relationship?
Yeah. That's so thoughtful, Abe.
That's very true.
I know.
What a thoughtful guy Abe is.
I try.
April.
We know we talk about Abe all the time. We talk about Abe all the time on the podcast. And so most of our listeners know about Abe. So it's so nice to have him here today.
I know. A voice to a name.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I think, wait, really quickly, I just want to say one thing about dating age difference. I did date a guy that was like 11 years older than me. And I'm not going to lie, girl, I felt the age. I felt the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I did. And mostly in our texting, and it really turned me off. He would text me and I'd be like, you sound like my dad. And I hated it. Like, it was just not cute.
Oh, I forgot. This summer I went out with a guy who's like 45, maybe 43. Whoa. I don't remember exactly. And I felt the difference pretty.
In person, or via text?
In person. Mm-hmm. I was like pretty aware of it constantly. He was totally nice, but I just was like, you know what? I don't think I'm ready to be in this phase of my life yet.
Someone wants to set me up. Actually, I got an email yesterday with someone who was in their late 40s.
How do you feel about that?
Unsure.
I don't think there's anything wrong with meeting somebody because you could totally vibe with them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I feel like I've never dated anyone. The oldest I've ever dated, I guess, when I was 23, the guy I dated was like 4 years older than me. But after that, everyone's been either 1 year or like younger than me, like 1 or 2 years younger than me. I've never like gone on a date with anyone that is like more than 4 years older than me.
I say you go on a date with this guy just to see what's up.
Yeah.
Try it out.
We'll see. Late 40s is a little bit scary to me.
Just go out to dinner with them, Jill. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I agree. Meet the person and then make a call.
My aunt and uncle are 19 years apart and very in love and very much so on the same page.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely works. I know a lot of my friends' parents have a 10 to 12 years difference and they are very happy.
Yeah.
I tend to like younger guys. More than older guys.
Like 25-year-olds?
No, like 22-year-olds. 28.
Oh, well, that's nothing.
That's the same
that's
age.
Like, that's 4 years age. Younger than me. That's 4 years
that's
younger
That's nothing.
Than me.
To me, like six to 7 years is like not that big of a deal.
No, I couldn't really date. I don't think I could date a 25-year-old right now. That would be a little much for me.
You might be a little cougar, Jilly.
Unless like Aaron, like what's Sam Taylor Johnson and Aaron Taylor Johnson? They fell in love on set.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
in her 30s.
She's the director and he's the actor.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you guys, did we ever answer this question about labiaplasty?
We did.
What about it?
You guys did, and I was not on the episode, right?
You were not.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, we did. Love yourself was the answer.
Love yourself is the answer.
Okay, Abe, do you have any advice for, like, just, like, being young in the city, trying to get out there, Jilly?
Although, if you want to re-bring up that question or just the topic of that, I'm sure Abe could provide some insight.
Okay, Abe, how do you feel about vaginas in general?
I love them.
All different kinds,
all shapes and sizes.
Have you ever been confronted with a vagina where you've been like, bah!
Don't ask him that question.
No.
I knew the answer would be no, because he loves all vaginas.
I know. Well, we have a few listeners write in that were uncomfortable, that were uncomfortable with their own personal vaginas. And
here's the question. Do dudes care what your vagina looks like?
I mean, it's mostly in the dark. So no guy can be like, oh, I definitely know what that looked like the next day, like kind of describing it. Like, I don't know. They're all wonderful. If you're with a girl and she's comfortable enough to get naked and, you know, you're allowed in her vagina or around her vagina, that's great. You should be happy about that.
Bravo.
I agree.
Yeah. So we had a few people write in. They were uncomfortable with the way that their vagina looks. And really, it doesn't matter.
I spent so much time as a kid, as like a teen, being like scared of how my vagina smelled. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I had like hangups of like what I like looked like more than anything else. But like as a kid, you don't have anything to compare it to, you know? Yeah. And so you're just like, oh my gosh. And I think it's just part of being young and not having a lot of sexual experience, because now I'm like, whatever person that I'm sleeping with, here's my naked body.
Right.
Listen, I have lots of guy friends. We've talked about sex with all sorts of girls that we've all hooked up with. I don't think it's ever come up be like, oh, like you got to hear about what her vagina looked like. Or no one's even asking the question. Yeah. It's truly never coming up. It's like, good sex or bad sex, that's something to talk about. Like, you know, a body can be great, it can be okay, whatever. But like what your vagina looks like that's never coming up.
You know what's always coming up? What your dick looks like.
Ooh, not on this podcast.
I don't know. I don't feel like I have that conversation very often.
I've never had that conversation, really.
I mean, sometimes if someone has sex with a guy that I'm like curious about, I'll be like, what is his dick like? You know what I mean?
I've heard you ask that.
Yeah. Just because I'm like curious.
Yeah.
I wonder if, because there's this like concept that women make such a big deal about like guys' size, if that makes women feel like, oh, guys must be doing the same thing about us.
Interesting.
Is that a possibility?
Maybe. I would say not within people that I hang out with. Like, it's not really coming up.
But I just mean, maybe that's why women feel self-conscious about their bodies, because they feel like there's this idea that, like, women talk about guys' bodies all the time. Or,
well,
like, they're, like, the size of their penises.
It could be. But I'd say that guys more often will talk about a girl's tits or, like, what they look like or how they were or whatnot. Or her ass.
Like bags of sand. That's the best line from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh my god!
The old bags of sand.
That's so funny.
Abe,
you gave such thoughtful answers.
I know, you really did.
Well, I really wanted to bring it, girls, because I love this podcast. I listen to it a lot, and I just, you know, I wanted to do really well.
Is there anything you want to say? Like, you do listen to the podcast every week.
Yeah,
so
you do.
You know a lot of the questions that we get. Is there anything that you want to say to our listeners that, you know, you really feel is true to your heart?
Wow, that's a big question. I mean, I guess I would want to say just to, like, a lot of the girls out there, like, you know.
Women.
To the women out there. There, you know, some younger girls, some high school girls came to your show.
That is true.
To all the girls, to all the women out there, just, like, be open for things to come into your life at weird times. You know, it's not always, doesn't always have to be on a plan. You don't always have to be looking for this certain type of guy doing a certain type of work or whatever, or even look a certain type of way. Like, things will happen in your life when you're not really expecting them. So just be open to that. Like, go kind of put yourself out there is a very cliche thing to say, but, like, you know, go do weird things, go meet weird people, like you, Jill, like, go on this date with this old guy. You never know what's going to happen. So just kind of be open to things happening. And also, don't be bashful or be worried about being too direct with guys. Guys like that. If you tell a guy that you like him, or be like, hey, let's go get a drink tonight, or like, what are you doing right now? Like, let's go get dinner or something like that. Do that. You know, tell guys. Guys are stupid. Guys like to think, is a girl playing game? When should I text her? Fuck that. Text a guy. If you like him, call him, FaceTime him, go see him, go hang out. Don't be bashful. Don't be worried about, you know, has it been too long, or am I being, you know, too eager or coming on too strong? I would just say, throw that all out the window. Just, if you like somebody, go for it and tell them.
I love you, Abe.
That's sweet.
That was beautiful, Abe. I will take your advice.
Yes.
Who's your lady loving?
Well, obviously, my lady loving is the three of you, because I'm finally on this show.
Very cute.
So that'll be my first one, because that's an easy answer. But I'll say this is pretty easy, but she's coming to visit me in 2 days. So I'm going to say my sister, Fanny.
Hey, Fanny.
And she and I are very close, and she's coming out to LA, and we're going to hang out with her husband, Mike. So she's my lady loving.
So cool.
After you guys.
I love that.
Love or I could just be Greta. Greta could be the
Greta's my everyday lady love.
Okay.
And she knows that.
Abe, thanks for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you so much, Abe. Of course.
I was so happy to be on.
It's so nice to hear your advice and your words. And thank you guys for listening. We hope you liked today's episode.
We'll catch you next Monday.
Yes. We'll catch you next Monday. Remember to give us 5 stars, to love us.
Leave a comment.
And leave a positive comment. And, you know, you can, if you want to follow Abe on the internet, you can.
Yeah, catch me on the Instagrams, Abe Schwa.
You can find him. His Instagram Abe is Schwa. Mostly
just
me.
Pictures of me and Greta, basically.
Yes. There's that. Yeah. All right. Well, have a good week, and goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.